This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend's show are Kent Taro, administrator of the Macoupin County Public Health Department, and Angela Widener, registered nurse with the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Our discussion today is going to center around the flu shots, and vaccination clinics throughout the county. And we'll start off, Angela, by asking you, is there anything new about the flu or flu strains this year that's changed, say, from last year?
The vaccine viruses recommended by the World Health Organization this year are the same for 2014-2015 as they were last year.
As far as the flu shots go, this year the health department is going to be offering some new types of flu vaccine?
Yes, this year we are offering the Fluzone High-Dosed, which is intended for adults 65 and older who suffer from a chronic health condition such as COPD, CHF, any immune compromise situation, rheumatoid arthritis, weakened immune systems, you know, cancer, anything like that. Then we're also offering, for those who have an egg allergy, we're offering an allergy-free vaccine this year as well. And then we are also offering the flu mist, and that's for people who are afraid of a shot for some reason. They can get the mist as long as they don't have any contradictions.
As far as children's vaccinations, what is the status there? I've sort of noticed reviewing information, not a lot available yet. Could you tell us about that?
The state has not released the vaccine as of yet. They're saying that sometime within this week they should release it. Then after that, it takes a week or two for it to get shipped out. That's nothing the health departments within the state have any control over. It's a state-run program, so it's at their discretion. Once it is available, we will be offering it all of our walk-in clinics that we offer throughout the month, and then by appointment at Maple Street.
Kent, a number of clinics will be offered in Macoupin County. They start this coming week, and we probably don't have time to go through all of them, but if you could talk a little bit about the ones that get us started.
Okay, we just like we did last year, we are providing 11 different group immunization clinics for a flu vaccine in 10 different communities. These clinics will be offered for adults 18 years and older, and we are asking people to bring their Medicaid, Medicare card. If they have no insurance, $30 cash for the flu vaccine. If they have insurance, we will give them a receipt for them to send back for reimbursement to their insurance company. Our first round starts on Thursday, September 11th. We start at the Bunker Hill Community Center all morning, 8 a.m. to noon p.m. to noon. We go to the Shipman Community Center in early afternoon from 1:30 to 3:30. And then to the Medora Firehouse, 4 to 5 p.m. So that's Thursday, September 11th, Bunker Hill Community Center, 8 to noon, Shipman Community Center, 1:30 to 3:30, and Medora Firehouse from 4 to 5 p.m. I did want to mention again that this is for 18 years and older, and when we have the children's vaccine available, we will be getting that information out as far as when the community can access vaccines for their children. And I did want to say that people can call in by appointment to the Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie at 217-839-1526 to schedule an appointment to get a flu vaccine anytime. So that is available for 18 years and older right now. So those we're very excited about this. This is very well received. We just started this up again last year, had not been doing it for a while, and the communities do like us coming to their towns and cities to be able to offer this, and we're pleased to do so.
And payment?
Again, $30 for the flu vaccine, $78 for the pneumonia vaccine. Bring your Medicare card or Medicaid card to cover it, or cash if you have no insurance. If you don't have insurance, we're going to let you know where to go to sign up for insurance through the Affordable Care Act. My staff does that at both the Public Health Department and Maple Street Clinic. And of course, if you have insurance that covers flu vaccines, we're going to give you a receipt to send to your insurance company for reimbursement.
Now, will there be any change concerning some of these new vaccinations you're giving this year?
Then we are going to be offering, I have a very limited dosing, but we do have allergy-free flu vaccine for the first time. There is a limitation. It's for 18-year-old to 49-year-olds, But if somebody has never had the flu vaccine, this gives them the opportunity to get that protection this year.
What about the charge for those? Is it the same?
Medicare is going to cover the high-dose flu vaccine, and I believe that the allergy-free is higher. It's $50 for the vaccine.
As we come to the end of the show, so often you hear the words, you get a flu shot, and you can get the flu from getting the flu shot. Is it true? Can you get the flu by getting the flu shot, Angela?
This is absolutely untrue. This is a myth I hear every year. The flu virus is inactive flu. It is not live flu. If you do get the shot and you then get the flu, you have either been exposed within 24 hours before you got the shot to the flu, because it can take 24 hours for any symptoms of the flu to show up, or you were exposed to a different strain. I also would like to clear up that the GI flu is not the flu. That is a GI bug. It is not the flu.
When you say GI, is that gastrointestinal?
Yeah, gastrointestinal. You often hear people say they have the gastrointestinal flu. That is not the flu. The flu itself does not normally come with the gastrointestinal things that people complain about.
Finally, as far as the flu, not only a flu vaccination, but healthy lifestyle probably contributes to making flu less severe.
Yes, you can always boost your immune system. It's always good to wash your hands, especially during the wintertime. Exercising, drinking water, cutting back on fat, watching your caffeine intake, quitting smoking. You can always call the quit line with help quitting smoking, and that is a free service.
Kentaro, Angela Whitener, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.